episode 837, One Exercise That Will Change Your Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a glorious week. Can you believe it's already Wellness Wednesday? Yes, it's hump day. I don't care what you want to call it. You're almost to Friday. You're almost there. You can do it. But with today being Wellness Wednesday, we're going to talk about one exercise that will change your life. Only one. Are you ready for it? Okay, but first we have to give a huge shout out and a welcome to all of our brand new family members. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, get ready to live because you are going to impact when you learn this one exercise that will change your life. And this one thing, it doesn't require you to break a sweat or even dance a routine. And the best thing is, everybody can do it. I know you want to know, right? And guess what? There's even no training. You don't have to go anywhere. It can happen right now. This one exercise that will change your life is, drum roll, a smile. I know. Are you in shock? Yeah, you're probably mad at me, aren't you? You're probably like, Christiane, really? All of that buildup for a smile? Something so simple? A smile really can change my life? Oh, yes, it can. Your smile can do just that. So get ready to change your life. We're going to break it down one smile at a time. That is your kiss. You got to smile. Are you smiling yet? I'm going to tickle you some more. Come on, give me that beautiful smile. You know you like it. Come on, look in your rearview mirror. Wait, press pause on the treadmill. Look at your reflection. You're looking good. With a smile, truly, this one exercise will impact you every single minute of your life, greater than even you doing some of those crazy routines that we sometimes put our body through. I know I've been there, but you want to feel good. You want to make an impact not only on yourself, but on others in the world that you touch. You got to smile. Number one, smiling affects your mental health. We're talking about the brain. And the brain fascinates me. Every time you smile, you have a feel-good party. Oh, yes, isn't that exciting? You're throwing a party every single time you smile. Well, that's at least what your brain thinks. And why not? You know, I always say in our household, it's a party every day. Well, for most of us, if we smile every minute, it's a party all the time. You have no excuse but to be happy. This is, of course, due to the neural messages your brain receives when you smile, and that benefits your health. Now, I'm going to get a little technical here on you. We've got these neuropeptides that are released that aim in fighting off what? Stress. Yes, your busyness causes stress. And when it causes stress, what do? You freak out. And then you don't sleep, you don't eat right, or you overeat. You make kind of irrational decisions, and everything goes downhill. You know, the spiral thing, you don't want that. So smile. You want these neuropeptides to do something positive. These are these little molecules, these tiny little things that help neurons communicate to the whole body when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you're excited. When you smile, the feel-good neurotransmitters like what, dopamine, you've heard of those, endorphins, and even serotonin are released too. This sends a message to your body to what? Relax. Where'd the stress go? It's gone. It's depleted. Yes, no more stress. Simply smile. And when this message is sent to your body to relax, it even can lower your heart rate and your blood pressure. Now, everybody needs a little bit of a stress relief sometime. And a simple smile, this one exercise, can do just that. Feeling uptight? Smile. And you know what? Guess what? Those endorphins that you love so much, I love them because what? I get a rush when I do my runs. I love running, but you know, my body gets tired sometimes. Well, I can have an endorphin rush also, and it can help with what? my pain relief. Yeah, so maybe you're not feeling so good, smile more often. And that serotonin we talked about, it lifts your mood. It's an antidepressant. You want to feel better? Smile even more. All right, well, if you're not excited about this one exercise yet, let's talk about number two, how your smiling affects your physical health. Oh, yes, it's time to work some muscle. You're like, I don't work muscles when I smile. Oh, yes, you do. When you experience someone else's smile, you see someone else's smile, you feel rewarded. This is because a portion in your frontal cortex is triggered when you see a smile. So think about this. I'm smiling at you. Come on, picture me. You know, okay, do you have it yet? Okay, smile yourself. When you see your reflection, your smile, it's like, oh, it's a little party that's happening. And your body gets a message from the other person who's smiling. So you have that eye-to-eye contact. It's like, boom, New Year's Day all over again. Don't you want to have a celebration like that every single day? You got to smile more. Now, we got to talk about this muscle that we work when we smile. Oh, yeah, it's a heavy lifter, too. It's a zygomaticus major. Say that three times fast. It's that muscle that you use when you smile, and it turns up the corners of your mouth, and it turns them upward and outward. Now, you know what? You can be lazy and kind of give me a smirk, but you want to give the full smile, the natural smile. Now, these dimples that some people have and some people don't, is a kind of a different variation of the zygomaticus major. So some of us have those cute little things that you just want to, like, you know, especially the babies, just want to pinch their cheeks and you want to smile more often, right? It just makes you happy to see it. This all deals with the upward and outward motion of your mouth. How cool is that? So yes, you truly are working a facial muscle. You're lifting. So come on, let's lift some more. Smile. Come on, I see you want to do it. Ah, that's the smile I was looking for. Now, we already talked about how the brain is signaled to what? Reduce stress, right? That relaxation that we need, which in some studies is similar to what? Getting good sleep. Who could use a few extra Z's? I know I could. So smile more often. Who would have thought that a smile could be equivalent, not exactly, but getting better sleep? So, you know, maybe you stayed up late one night. So smile more often the next day. You may actually feel better overall. You're feeling kind of achy? Well, that's okay. You're going to get some pain relief. Man, this is looking up. Why not smile more? Now, I got to throw something out. You know, as a mother of five, we got to include the children here. Did you know the children smile more than we as adults? Kind of depressing, isn't it? Oh, but you're going to smile more now because children smile approximately 400 times a day. Keep smiling. I know. Can you break the record for yourself today? Happy people, so we're talking like happy adult people, are like 40 to 50 times. But unfortunately, the average, oh, just going through my day to day, just kind of getting through, is about 20 times. Where do you fit into that scale? Are you kind of at the 20 times? Or maybe you're a little bit under today. Are you not feeling too good? Maybe you're a happy, perky person and you just love to be around things and people and you're just kind of naturally joyous and optimistic. And maybe you're over the 50 times a day, but maybe you could still work a little bit more to be more like children. You know, it says in the Bible, right? God said, Jesus said, come unto me like little children. Well, we need to be doing that with our smiles. We need to be more like little children. I mean, come on, we've already talked about how it affects your physical health, how it affects your mental health, and now guess what? You're going to use that muscle to affect others. Yes, number three, smiling affects others. When you share a smile, both of you have that little happy party. We all want more parties, don't we? We all want to feel good. Your brain and their brain processes the smile chemically to induce that happy, joyous response, along with a smile in return. Because you see, when somebody else smiles, yes, our brain, believe it or not, and we're not going to go into that in great detail, but it says, oh, you're supposed to smile back, and you do that. If you do not smile in return, That is a conscious decision that you said, I'm not going to smile. I'm just going to look down at my phone and go about my business. La-ti-da. Well, you don't want to be that kind of a person, do you? No, you don't. You want to lift up others. You want to impact others. So therefore, you're going to return a smile like I see you're doing right now. I know this is a lot to take in, but this one exercise will change your life. You don't have to go out and buy any crazy, you know, DVDs. You don't have to buy crazy equipment or spend a lot of money or buy supplements or whatever. This is something that God gave each and every one of us. It's built in. It's built in. You can have a party every single day, every single hour, every single minute. Maybe you're saying, oh, I just don't know really how to get started. I know that sounds kind of crazy. You don't know how to smile. Maybe it's not that you don't know how to smile, but maybe you're kind of living or you're stuck where you are. And in that part of your life, yeah, you don't want to smile. So if you want someone to come beside you, I would love to offer you a free coaching call. Click on the link, take aim. Action ignites motivation. What? Smile. And when you do that, that's my gift to you. It's a free coaching call. All you have to do when you click on the link, there'll be a little form that comes up. Fill that out. That information comes to me. And yes, you and I can have a chat. It's free. It's my gift to you. But you have to be the one to be bold and smile too. Because you know what? Life is tough and we don't always get our way. But we can take steps to make our life better. But we have to be what? Proactive. Pro as in moving forward. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. So today, smile. Smile. Use the one exercise that will change your life and the world around you. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.